Good morning, Athens County in Southeast Ohio. Coming up on 9:08, it's a Thursday. It's the 26th day of October. Halloween, very nearby now. Hey, we're going to learn about Ohio Health and its guild. That's our topic today. I noticed a typo on my list. It says guilt with a T instead of a D. We're not guilty at all. We're rather proud, as a matter of fact. All right. Well, good morning, folks. By the way, 50 degrees outside our studios right now, and they say it's going to top out around 75, 76, and that'll be between 3 and 5 this afternoon. Otherwise, it's fall. All right, so we have some guests today, and Betty Horst joins us. Betty, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
And golly, we've known each other a long time. And in fact, even back to the days of before Oblenis, right? It was the Sheltering Arms.
That's right.
Yeah. And my only involvement with Sheltering Arms over the years was that after Oblenis was built and it got moved, our hospital locally, I had to design a haunted house for the JCs in there for a couple of years, and it was a little crazy, but that's, yeah, but anyway, Sheltering Arms. So you go kind of way back, and
I don't mean to punch the age issue. Okay.
But anyway, we also have with us Tara Giltz. And Tara, let's see, your official title with Ohio Health Oblenis is what?
Philanthropy advisor.
Philanthropy. Well, that's what we're here to talk about today in many ways, isn't it? And, you know, joining us, though, is Keely Stockwell. I said I was going to introduce you. You're an important person, too, but she's choosing to monitor and make sure what we say is correct today, right? Anyway, we're doing all right here. You know, Sheltering Arms. We're here to talk about Oblenis and Ohio Health. But Sheltering Arms was founded, if I'm not mistaken, in 1961. Can anybody confirm that?
I don't know that 61 was the guild, but I think a lot, a bit earlier.
Okay. Maybe that's it. The guild was
1921.
1921.
Yes.
What a difference.
We celebrated our 100th anniversary a few years ago.
Okay. Well, then in 1961, an organization that we particularly want to focus on today, the Guild, not
yes.
the Guilt,
yes.
the Guild, it was founded. And, you know, I don't know if Betty, you were involved with that at that time, but what was their principal purpose and idea behind forming such an organization?
Well, it was a group that was open to everyone to become a member, and the purpose was to purchase services or equipment that was not being provided by other groups or organizations.
Okay. So there may have been something that was so very special, but also kind of expensive, and was not in the inventory of measurement devices or whatever we're going to call these things.
Correct.
At the building. So the guild would put behind the effort to raise the funds to bring it.
Yes. Sometimes as simple as new fixtures for the women's locker room at the hospital or the employee bathrooms in Sheltering Arms. And sometimes things that were a little bit more complicated, whether now remember, we're talking about the 60s, so the sophisticated medical equipment was now
starting to show.
So yeah. Cardiac monitors or special blood pressure equipment, those types of things.
Well, I have always been proud of the Oblenis Hospital, and I've known the various folks who have headed it up over the years, and you know, the personal care, the personal interest, the personal pride they took into Oblenis Hospital, it really would show, you know, and it was kind of neat. And so now, you know, I can start naming some of the former names, but help me with the current names. Who heads up Ohio Health Oblenis?
Yeah, our hospital president is Leanne Lucas Helber.
Now, I've heard of this name. I'm not sure I've met her. But how long has she been in that role, roughly?
She came on during the pandemic.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And her prior responsibilities were where?
So she has been with Ohio Health for many years in a regional capacity. Before that, she was the president at the hospital in Hocking County.
Okay.
Logan Community Hospital.
I think that sounds right.
Yes. And then she has a background in healthcare finance as well. Her and her husband live in Logan, so she's from the community, mm-hmm. Has lived in Southeast Ohio for most of her life. A proud Bobcat as well. So, yeah, she's been a great fit for our hospital, and the Guild has had the opportunity to meet her, and I think that our members are really, really pleased with her leadership at the hospital.
Excellent. Well, the Guild, let's see, 1961 is when it was founded. The leadership, does it change from year to year or every few years or just what?
Well, the Guild has, they have from the beginning have had bylaws that describe what needs to happen as far as the Guild is concerned. So there's, we have officers, we have an executive board that oversees, all of the activities in the Guild. And so,
is that a nice board or are they a nasty board?
Well, I'm the president of that board, so I think it's a
really swell
group of people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm kidding you, of course.
I know you are. It is so we have a slate of officers every year, and coming up, actually, this is a good time to get a little press for this. On November 13th, in the hospital basement at 10 a.m., we'll have our annual Guild meeting. And at that meeting, we invite all of the any and all Guild members,
sure,
so they can hear what we've done in the past year as far as our activities, and certainly how much money we raised, how much money we spent, what our projects are, and how things are, what we kind of have planned for the future.
Now, I'm ashamed to admit this, but I think recall attending one of those. Only one. So I'm not doing a very good job. But that was an impressive attendance. You know, there were quite a few people there, and I knew most.
Oh, you're talking about our annual holiday gathering?
I think so.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm also talking about a Guild annual meeting.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And but maybe I'm confused. It doesn't matter.
We haven't had a robust attendance recently.
So maybe I am this year.
That would be great.
Okay.
And should I count on you being there? Okay.
I'm teasing.
That pretty much is how it goes.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Hence the reason I'm the president.
There you go. So the Guild, the purpose behind forming the Guild was to do what? And once again, we're talking about 1961.
I think, as Betty mentioned, it was originally focused on fundraising efforts for the hospital. And now our Guild Board really serves in two capacities, both in they fundraise for projects and initiatives at Oblenus Hospital, as they always have. But they also have done some projects that directly support our associates. And I think that that's been really wonderful. In the past few years, they've done some really amazing things for the employees at Oblenus Hospital.
Okay, I was about to point out that associates meant employees.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So, you know, a doctor or a nurse or whatever would say, listen, we really badly need this. And it's something I've worked with elsewhere, and it really makes a difference. We need to acquire this. Mm-hmm. So the Guild would work to raise funds to help purchase it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in some areas, it's to enhance the services that we provide. So mm-hmm. a good example of that would be in our emergency department. The Guild has purchased stuffed animals and coloring books and crayons and activities for kids.
Of course.
So that when they're in our emergency department, the nurse or the provider can give them a comfort item or something to help distract them while they're there. So it doesn't directly impact their medical care, but it
does
improve.
Yeah, but what about us adults?
Well, you can have a teddy bear too,
Dave. We get stressed there too. And yeah, I don't remember being given a coloring book. You know, I'm joking, of course, but it is a stressful time, regardless mm-hmm. of what age you are. And so it would be particularly troubling, I would think, for children. So that's a great step. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so, you know, the Guild's been in existence a long time, and you've brought a number of neat things to the hospital for testing, for providing comfort, all sorts of things. What is something that's on your wish list these days?
Well, I'll just jump in to say that the Guild Holiday Open House last year raised funds to award scholarships to nurses at Oblenus Hospital. So the Holiday Open House this year, proceeds from that event will again support a scholarship or scholarships for nurses at Oblenus Hospital. So that's a new area of focus for the Guild, and that's been very impactful for the scholarship.
So that's you know, we all know the answers to this stuff, but the audience may not. A nurse. Hmm. There are all sorts of levels of nursing. Hmm. And yet we kind of generally speak of them as a nurse. Mm-hmm. But to work in this area, you have to have had this level of education. And then in this next area, you have to have additional training. And, you know, I'll bet you there's a dozen levels. You know what I mean? And so this is to kind of assist them as they advance their careers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And therefore become more and more knowledgeable how to keep people healthy and back on track. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yes, and I can share that one of the award winners is going back to school to become an LPN or a licensed practical nurse.
Yes.
So currently she works in the medical surgical department in another role, but she wanted to go back to school to earn her LPN. And then we have another nurse who's going back to school to become a registered nurse, which is sort of the next step after an LPN. So she received a scholarship to support pursuing her RN. But we also have awarded scholarships for folks that are pursuing a bachelor's. We have some of our associates who then go on to earn a master's degree to work in a nursing leadership position. So it really, it can support people on the entire continuum of their education.
Now, when you think about hospitals around the nation, let's just call it very general terms. You know, we have a certain good fortune of having a medical school and a nursing school right here in our community at Ohio University, and we're proud of it. I'm not going to say it's better than Ohio State or that Ohio State's better than it. Nothing like that. That's not important. But there, you know, these facilities are nearby, and Ohio University's proud of them, and of course the community's proud of them. So many of these grants or assistances that are made available for them to take their level of training to the next level, they can acquire right here. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, they can. And the
did I say anything wrong in that mess?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I just was checking.
I think the other piece is all of these, when you say nurse, the LPN or the RN or a certified nurse practitioner, all of those nurses are licensed in the state of Ohio. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that has to happen. But at this point, you can be licensed in Ohio as a registered nurse and pursue further education. And those are some of the things that are happening with some of our associates also.
So the Guild, 1961, we said it was founded.
Yes.
If anybody's had the opportunity to look at the historical documents, has its mission or purpose changed any or been altered or added to along the way?
I think just the recent focus on supporting the employees at Oblenus Hospital, and it felt like that came about during the pandemic. I think that was the first time that the Guild came together specifically to support our associates, and so that would be a change. But really the core purpose to raise funds for the hospital, to also be a voice for the hospital in the community. Mm-hmm. We have monthly Guild board meetings, and at those meetings we talk about the events that we're planning, we talk about our fundraising initiatives, but also we do try to bring in different leaders from the hospital to share updates about their departments or about new information at the hospital. And then our Guild members, when asked out in the community or at an activity, they can share, these updates about the maternity center at Oblenus Hospital. So that's another kind of unofficial role of the Guild board and the Guild members.
Well, of course, they serve as an informational component to the general public. Okay, now, who can be a member of the Guild?
You and your $10 can get you a Guild membership. Yes.
$10? I can't afford that. I'm kidding, of course. No, the point is, we're not talking about an arm and a leg. We're talking about being involved in a thing that's very important to our community. Mm-hmm. And then, it's not just $10 once a year. It's getting involved with some of the events that you hold on a regular basis too. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about some of these events, okay?
Great.
So, before I get there, and you may not have the exact figure in front of you, but how many members are there presently to the Guild?
We have approximately 250.
That's wonderful.
Guild members.
But think how much better it could be,
Yes.
250 is great. Mm-hmm. You should be proud of that. But maybe through this program, folks, you would like to get involved and be a part of this too. By this program, I mean this radio show we're doing right now. So $10. I might have that in my wallet right now. I cannot recall personally. Now, I've been to a couple of these annual events, so maybe I was a member and am not anymore, but I got to learn all this stuff and get active again. So anyway, okay, so the events that are held throughout the year, let's talk about a few of those.
Well, we have one coming up that is called Love Lights.
And, Love Lights.
The Love Lights.
Love Lights.
Love Lights.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Brochure has gone out, and it says for you to celebrate the life of someone special, whether it's in honor of someone or it is in memory.
Okay.
And we have a tree in the hospital lobby. Then you send your information in, who or what memory or in honor, and then this an ornament that's put on the tree in that person's name.
I've seen these.
And that again, we ask for a donation of $15, and this ornament, and last year I think we had 140 ornaments on the tree. We had a very nice response. So that's one of our, we call that a twig, because it's a branch of our guild.
Yeah.
So we have that.
A twig on the tree.
Absolutely, coming up right now. That one, and then right along with the Love Lights at the same time is our guild holiday open house. And that involves our associates, our employees, and others who decorate trees, bring those trees to us on the 16th of November. And we have an auction, a silent auction, and we raise, it's a big fundraiser for us. So those are two things that are happening that the community could certainly be involved in.
Now, in the last year or two, I have just learned about auctions. And I'm kind of enjoying it a bit, but I didn't know much about them before. Now, the auction that the guild is putting on.
A silent.
How does that work?
Well, with a clipboard and a pen, and you put your name on the line.
And what are you auctioning?
A tree. For us, they're decorated trees or some kind of holiday decoration.
That if they win, they can take home?
Take it home.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
They pay and
yeah.
take it home. Yes.
Well.
Yeah.
If they win, that means they've had the high bid, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's cool. Okay. Now, what are some other events that, and some of them may be enjoyable just to be socializing. Others have a real purpose to them. Mm-hmm. But you still can be socially enjoyable.
Yeah, the primary event that we have annually is the Guild Holiday Open House on November 16th. But we also have a program of the Guild that does have volunteer opportunities, and it's called Bringing Up Baby with Books. And that program's been in place since 1988, and it was founded by three local teachers. And through that program, a volunteer every single day goes to our maternity center and delivers to the parents of a newborn a brand new book that the parent can read to the child. Mm-hmm. They also receive information about the local libraries and then literacy information about the importance of reading to your baby. And then they also are encouraged to enroll in the Dolly Parton Imagination Library program. And through that program, you can enroll your child. It's completely free. And then every month from birth until that child is 5 years old, they receive a book in the mail.
Now, I last night was looking at something about the Guild, and I came across this Dolly Parton thing. And I kind of go, what? So now what? It's something that you can put a children's name into.
And so I'm really proud of this. Athens County has one of the highest participation rates in the state in this program. So the percentage of our kiddos who are enrolled in this program. And I do credit our guild and this program for that high number of participation, because we have kids that are enrolling, or the parent is enrolling the child right at birth or very soon thereafter. And then they're, by the time they're 5 years old, they have a pretty robust library in their homes. And there are studies that support that having your own books and books in your home can help with reading skills, literacy in young children. So
we were talking about auctions earlier, and I've been so amazed at the few auctions I've attended and how book sales go.
Mm.
You know, they people are, you know, they're outbidding each other because they want books, and they haven't even seen what's in them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But books are very desired.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've been a poor reader, but other people, you know, they're far better at it than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I learn by doing mostly.
Yeah.
But
one other neat part about that program is that the siblings can also enroll in the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. So you can enroll your 3-year-old, your 4-year-old at any point from 0 to 5. They can be signed up for that program. And again, it's totally free, and it shows up in your mailbox.
Well, I've never worked directly with her, but I've had friends that have, and they speak well of her.
Mm.
And this sounds like a really neat program she's got going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is another thing that we haven't mentioned yet that we should, about the Guild and how one can become active and involved in the hospital, mm-hmm. And its in its purpose, which mm-hmm. is of course healthcare and
sure. That the program that I mentioned, Bringing Up Babies with Books, we have volunteers in that program, and they actually go through the normal volunteer enrollment process at our hospital. So that is one opportunity for someone to get involved with the Guild, is to become a Bringing Up Babies with Books volunteer. And then we're always open to having more members, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
growing our membership numbers. Yeah, Betty, is there anything else?
Is there a membership form?
Yes.
Okay.
There is.
Would you make sure I get one? Okay,
because
I want to make sure that myself and Suzanne are registered.
Sure, yes. Sure, yes. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Because
I can share a fun Guild fun fact, or maybe I'll quiz you. How much money do you think the Guild has raised for the hospital since 1961?
Oh, mercy. No, that's too complicated.
It's a big number.
Tell me the big number.
Almost $850,000.
Whoa. That's terrific. A point of pride, sure. And, you know, then the next thing you should say, which has allowed us to do this and this and that.
I'll let Betty share some examples of the projects, equipment, things that have been supported recently.
We'll put you on the spot,
Betty. Yeah.
Okay. For a number of years, the birthing center, and it's been called an assortment of names over the years, obstetrics, maternity, birthing center, when we needed things like isolettes for our babies, we provided those. In the emergency department, when we needed things like portable monitors so that you could transfer the patient from the ER to X-ray, we did some of those. One year we did when the hospital was moving from Sheltering Arms to Oblenis, and there was a fundraiser, the Guild pledged $25,000 to help provide a new emergency room and mm-hmm. emergency room services.
Mm-hmm.
I think last year, some of the things we did for our associates, we try to celebrate them on Valentine's Day. We sweeten them up a little bit. And we had a one or two areas.
Is this with brownies and...
And cookies.
Yeah, I get it.
One year we had poinsettias for everyone. Yeah, okay. So those kinds of things that are kind of easy, but at least they know that we're thinking about them.
This just popped into my mind, and I hope I don't get anybody in trouble here. But I don't think I've ever been to Oblenis and not seen Harold Robinson. And, you know, he's a neighbor. And, of course, he's involved with First Presbyterian Church.
Yes.
His wife is the organist, and he's active with that. But he is always greeting people and making sure they get to the right location within the large building. And, you know, there are... other faces that I just don't know their names, but I recognize who are doing those same things. I'm guessing only, I hope I'm not wrong, that these are volunteers.
Yes. Yes, Harold's a
volunteer. And after a certain period of having a regular career, they then seek to become active within the community in some voluntary capacity, right?
Yes.
Harold does such a great job.
He really does. And I actually don't know how many years he's been volunteering there, but it's been at least 10.
Time.
Because I've been there for almost 10 years, and I've known Harold since I started. I think what's neat about our volunteer program is we have some mature high school students who volunteer at the hospital.
Cool.
We have college students, Ohio University.
Now, how
students.
Is that arranged? Let's do one at a time. So,
sure.
Through the high school, is there a particular teacher or course out at the high school that they're kind of aligning the people with, or is it just anybody interested?
The volunteers that I'm thinking of who started with us as high school students took the initiative to become volunteers. So they reached out, they applied, they went through the process because they personally had interest in a career in healthcare in some way. So it can be self-driven. You can reach out to our volunteer coordinator. A lot of Ohio University students have a requirement for their major for volunteer service or specifically service at a healthcare with a healthcare provider. But then, as you mentioned, we have lots of volunteers who have retired and then decide to volunteer at the hospital as well. So I think it's really neat that we have high school students working alongside people who have recently retired or have retired.
Let's see. Amy is our common.
You know, I also think about physicians. Imagine that. Okay, so doctors, right? And some of these are like... I don't want to get too weird here, but Sergio's like a son to me, you know? And then there's others on staff, too, who I have either had in sports programs as they were growing up or different things like that. And I'm so proud of their careers and the paths they've followed and all of that sort of thing. And... I would think from their point of view, it's more difficult to get involved with somebody who's undergoing some sort of serious treatment when you know them so personally, you know? But but we are humans, and we just have to accept that fact that good and bad things happen, and we try to fix them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway... What do you, let's go a different direction. It's 9:41, almost 9:42 now, folks. So we've got about, 18 minutes left. Okay. I hope this isn't troubling. Okay. Ohio Health Oblenis. Then we have Holzer. Now we have Memorial, formerly known as Marietta Memorial, building across the street from where we are right now. Oblenis was terrific. Holzer's terrific. Marietta Memorial is terrific. Why is Athens becoming such a terrific place for health care?
Yeah, I just would agree with you. I think we have a lot of great health care resources in our community. We also have opportunities to create more health care access, certainly in Southeast Ohio. But I think what we see happening locally mirrors what we see happening nationwide and globally. Healthcare is just continually changing, rapidly evolving, and we see that locally as we do at the national level.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, okay. Let's see. Athens has, I'm going to use really round numbers, 25 to 30,000 people. The county has like 60,000, 65 maybe. And I don't know if those numbers include all the OU people coming and going or not. Doesn't matter. We're not huge. And yet, the services that are available here are high quality.
Yes.
And we're very proud of what our medical services being offered in this community are.
And it's wonderful because then we can provide training opportunities for students. I mean, as you mentioned, the nursing program at Ohio University, at Hocking College, they're training at Oblenus Hospital, and we love it when they stay, We want them to stay, but if not, they're preparing for a career in healthcare, and we know that we need more folks to go into healthcare careers.
I'm on the board of the College of Health Sciences and Professions, and I have no idea why, because it's not my professional background at all. But when I think back over the years, you know, Ann Teske and I started Kids on Campus. And that sort of thing, you know, there's all sorts of ways you can help people be healthier, better, stronger.
That's how we started bringing up babies with books, exactly that way, by three teachers who wanted to make a difference and introduce reading to the children in the area. So, yeah, I agree.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope people keep thinking creatively and adding new ideas. And out of that, you find some that work wonderful. And you find some that didn't go quite as well. So abandon that and reach for something else new. You know, that's the way it is in business, that's the way it is in healthcare, that's the way it is in life. Boy, that was heavy duty. Well, what is a topic you think I've failed to bring up that we should have?
We could share a little bit more about the holiday open house and maybe entice some folks to join us, so I can give you the kind of high-level preview of what we have planned for community members.
Keely, you think we're doing okay over here? Okay, I get a thumbs up. That's a good sign. Okay.
So the Holiday Open House is an annual event. It is free. It is open to the public. It's at the hospital, and we gather in the Willowview Cafe, which is the cafeteria at the hospital. We have refreshments. Dr. Neil Nesbitt, who's a longtime general surgeon.
I know him well.
Yes, at Oblenus Hospital. He is on the keyboard providing musical entertainment for us. And as Betty mentioned, we give small 3-foot-tall trees to our departments at the hospital, and they decorate those trees very creatively.
Is it a competition?
It is a competition.
Well, that's cool.
And often the trees look nothing like nothing related to the holidays at all. We had a Bengals tree last year. We've had all sorts of different approaches. And the trees are available for silent auction. Okay. So any attendee can bid. And at 6:15, we close bidding. And the highest bidder on each tree takes that tree home, often to the delight of their children. A lot of people will bid on the trees for their kiddos. And then the tree that receives the highest bid is the winning department. So they are then also recognized for contributing the tree that received the highest bid. And then the funds that are raised, the guild presents, they present that as a scholarship or scholarships. Last year we awarded two in May during our nursing scholarship, nursing celebration week.
Right. What are some other things throughout the year that, you know, we're kind of talking about the holidays coming up and everything, but what are some other things during the year that are really cool?
I don't know whether they're really cool, but they're somewhat useful for our employees.
Okay.
We have a company that we deal with that sells uniforms. And so, you know, the current hospital uniform are scrubs. And so we have a company that comes who brings all colors and sizes of scrubs. And then we usually give the employees a heads up that that's happening. And then they come and purchase, you know, what they need or want. And we share that information with the medical office building and also at the Castrop Center with those employees. So that one, we try to do that twice a year. And then the other thing that we do is we have a book and gift sale. And again, that's twice a year. So the employees, if we try to do that at a maybe an opportune time before Christmas, and then sometime in the springtime. And again, that just opens things up for them to come and shop. And it's a fundraiser then for the guild.
Betty, I'm going to use this term, but I'm way off. Your title with what you do at the hospital is what?
Yeah. My title is I'm the guild president. That's it. I'm the
retired nurse.
Yeah, I'm a retired registered nurse. I worked at the hospital for 20 years, and then I worked for the Board of Nursing for another 20 years. So I've been here since 1970. But yeah, I've been affiliated and a supporter of Oblenis for all that time.
Mm-hmm. And I really
we got here at the same time.
We have quite a few guild board members who are retired from Oblenis Hospital, and some even retired very recently and have come back and joined our board to continue supporting the hospital and to support the hospital in a different way.
Of course. Tara, what's the dream for you yet?
Oh, gosh, that's a big question.
Yeah.
Dave, I absolutely love working with the guild. They are incredible fundraisers. They're very passionate. They come up with very creative ideas to support our associates. So I just look forward to continuing to grow the support that we have in the community for our hospital. I think having a strong community hospital is incredibly important, and philanthropy can help us enhance the programs and services that we have locally, and even bring new services to the community. One thing Betty didn't mention that the Guild recently supported was our mobile mammography program. That was a huge undertaking. We raised over $1 million. The Guild was a supporter of that project, and now that mobile unit travels throughout Southeast Ohio to provide screenings for women. And that's a service that we wouldn't have been able to get that off the ground without that initial funding from supporters like the Guild and other community partners. It was philanthropy that let us bring that program to the community. So I guess that's my big, just keep bringing programs like that to Southeast Ohio.
Another question for the two of you, and Keely, you as well, maybe. What is something that you would love to see? Maybe it's a service or a piece of equipment, something that you folks really wish you had but don't presently.
That's a hard question, Dave. I think we do have great services.
Okay.
I personally have been focused on continuing to build our nursing and associate scholarships. If we're talking in the philanthropy fundraising space, we do award a handful of scholarships every year, but we could do a lot more to support our associates that want to go to school and become a nurse, or our nurses who want to continue their education. And I think that the scholarship component is a piece of our recruitment and retention strategy in Southeast Ohio, because we want to bring or keep really talented healthcare providers in our community. And if we show them that we're supporting them, we're supporting their community, their continued education, then they're going to want to put roots down here. They're going to want to stay in Athens, stay in Southeast Ohio. So I do think that's an area where we could definitely grow.
Sure.
Associate.
Well, I didn't mean to bring up a rough topic or anything. I just, you know, who knows who's listening right now? Mm-hmm. You know, and if there was some item that a group of docs said, you know, we need this. And somebody might just feel like stepping up and saying, I will help you with that. Well, you get the idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, well, let's see here. Folks, if you tuned in late, let's repeat the basics. Ohio Health Oblenis Hospital. It's got a long history. They have the guild, and it is one of the easiest ways for someone like myself, who doesn't have medical skills or anything, to simply be a role of importance to mm-hmm. help make things come about. And so you have a large membership. It could be larger. It's a whopping $10 a year. Mm. And you could do it in honor of somebody that came before you, or your someone you lost in your life. Mm-hmm. You can just do it because you believe in it. And we would like to see you, everyone, become involved in that. $10 a year, come on. So to do so, they should call or email or what?
Sure. So I can give you a website where they could donate online.
Okay.
They can also reach out to me directly, and I can connect them with whatever component they've heard about today that they're interested in.
Okay.
So the website would be foundation.ohiohealth.com/lovelights.
Okay, let's do that a little slower. Foundation.
Yes, foundation.
Dot.
Period. ohiohealth.com/lovelights. It's all one word, love lights.
Yeah.
And then my phone number is 740-566-4539.
Okay. Once again, folks, we're going to repeat that phone number. But
740-566-4539. And Dave, it took me a moment and a sidebar with Betty.
Yeah.
When you asked me what's a big dream, and I talked about scholarships and what's a need, another need that we have is endowing our Bringing Up Babies with Books program. So that program, we spend money on two things: books and educational materials about the importance of reading to your baby. There are no other costs to that program. But when you're providing 500, 600, 700 books a year, depending on how many births we have, we're spending quite a bit of money every year on books. An endowment for Bringing Up Baby with Books would allow us to have the funds that we need in perpetuity to support that program. So that's a big ask, but that would allow us to continue that program forever without the annual fundraising need.
I'm very worried about what I'm about to just ask you.
Yes.
There is a thing on the ballot in November, the election. And it's issue one, I guess. And if you vote one way, it, I guess, restricts abortions and things like that. And if you vote the other way, it says everything's okay. Which way is it? Is vote yes, say, let this bill pass? Or is vote no, keep things the way they are? Do you know?
I think the important thing about that issue is that whether you're going to vote yes or no, is that you understand all of those words
that are in
that sentence.
That's my point.
And I can't, how I understand those words may be completely different from how you understand those words.
And so, that's what bothers me, is how can you take a position if it means so many different things? You know what I mean? And so I'm still studying. Well, I thought maybe you could help. That's all right. No problem. We are out of time, folks. I hope you've enjoyed it. Our topic today, of course, particularly the Guild at Ohio Health Oblenus Hospital. And our guests, we've had Betty Horst, who hasn't been around very long. And of course, Tara Giltz. And then our silent buddy in here, Keely Stockwell. So I appreciate all of you folks coming by. And anytime we can help you, reach out to us, please.
Thank you, Dave.
Folks, we are out of time. We'll have a free-for-all tomorrow as we wind up the week. So take care, please.
In our 73rd year of serving Southeast Ohio, AM